This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, rockaholics, and happy Thirsty Thursday.
Here we are.
Steve Miggs, I am not one to stay up until 9 o'clock, but last night I did.
Why?
And it was for a very good reason, because I was playing a game of three-player cribbage, otherwise known as cutthroat, and I won! And I had to get a little practice in.
That's right, you have a big weekend.
Yes, this Sunday, it's the Skookum Brewery Charity Cribbage Tournament that supports the National MS Society, and our girlfriend's staying with us for a couple days. So last night, Brad and Corey and I were like, let's throw down a game. And I came from behind, and I beat their asses, and it felt really good.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I was hoping to get a little validation there.
Secondly, and I know that this isn't why you brought up your friend Corey's name, but you mentioned this to me yesterday afternoon, and I spent some time thinking about it. I don't know too many people who are planning on throwing a party that have to show up to that person's house several days in advance to prepare for that party. Can you please elaborate and tell us what exactly is going on with you? Because that's why she was at your house.
Yes. So Corey is the ultimate Halloween queen, and she has a Halloween party every single year.
And uses your house.
She's used our house before. She's used a couple different locations. It has been at her house in the past, but it kind of moves around. But the amount of...
Which is also kind of strange that there's like a selection committee. Like, this year, my Halloween party is not at my house.
Yeah.
I'm using your home, Taryn Daly.
So I have a singular bin of Halloween decorations. Corey has, I think, 9.
Okay.
So it does take days to set up. And she's also very particular because she's done this party so many times. She's very particular about the way in which these decorations are set up.
So to set up for this party, she can't do it in show up Friday morning.
No. She takes a couple days off of work. She's on vacation right now. She is decking my house out. It's going to be awesome.
Where does she live?
She lives in Linwood.
Okay, so she just said, screw living in my own home. I'm going to live with Taryn and her husband. For 2 days. To prep and get ready for this Halloween party.
Yep, we got to go grocery shopping because there's going to be some great little snackies and all sorts of things. Everyone's costumes are coming together. And then we cap things off with a cribbage tournament on Sunday. It's a jam-packed weekend, Steve, but my house is going to look epic.
See, there are many moments that I feel like you and I are very we see eye to eye. We live kind of like almost like parallel lives and like the music that we love and like the fun that we like to have and just the overall spirit that we might have. But there are these moments that we couldn't be more different. And this is one of those moments. I would never, ever allow a friend to stay over for several days just so they can prepare my house for their party.
Well, you just wait till you see it, Steve. I will send pictures.
It's going to be great.
Very impressive.
No. I think it's going to be fantastic. I just know that that's never going to happen in my life.
I can't pitch that to your wife.
Oh, no. You think I'm the one that's going to shoot it down. My wife won't even let you finish the first sentence asking if you could stay over for several days to set up a party at our house.
Oh, boy. It's time for the Daily Migs Download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Maybe I should stop poking the bear and asking too many questions and judging you, Taryn Daly, because today it's a special day for us co-workers.
What if the five fingers say to the face?
What?
It's National Slap Your Coworker Day.
Who do you think you would be most likely to slap that we work with? Who is most deserving of the five fingers to the face?
Oh, man. You know, I think it might be Mike Hawk.
That's a great one.
You know why?
Why?
Because I feel like he's a corrupt commissioner. Because we have our
fantasy football,
which we'll, I'm assuming we'll find out later today how we did. I'm sure our team lost because we played his team, and I know for a fact that he's skewing things just so that his team can win.
Oh, sure.
What about you?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I feel like Miles could take a slap.
Oh, I didn't know the question was whether who can take a slap. Well, no, I mean, who I, do I you would... want to slap?
Just a little sense, you know, slap a little sense into Miles, but I think he could take...
Slap a little sense into Miles.
I think.
All right.
Have you ever watched...
This is going to make sit and spin very awkward for the both of us.
Have you ever watched the slap
yeah,
thing?
Power
what
slap.
What is that?
I have a lot of friends that are doing that right now. Several of my friends are, like, posting on social media that they're taking part in being involved with this power slap thing because they're dipping into the world of independent wrestling because independent wrestlers will do anything for a couple of bucks.
Oh my God.
Apparently they pay those guys decent cash and that's why a lot of them are doing it. There's not a dollar amount for CTE. I know I do a lot of stupid things, but I try my best to avoid getting hit really hard in my head.
Yeah, no thanks.
I don't know. One of my buddies, Jordan, he went viral because he slapped a dude so hard like in those power slap videos. The guy just kind of like just went back and his fingers stuck out like in this weird way. And that's like a definite sign of CTE. And I know like I have a lot of friends that are like, you know, like high fiving each other. And they think it's really cool and they're making good money from it. I have to like bite my tongue sometimes. Depends on how good of a friend it is because sure. I'm just like, man, I don't feel right watching this.
No.
And I watch stupid stuff. I'm not a fan of it.
Uh-uh.
All right. Not today, but tomorrow starts the World Series. Now, hopefully nobody gets CTE from that, but I'm going to have a hard time even getting excited about this. And usually I do enjoy watching the World Series. It is the Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers. Who are you going to root for?
So I feel like you have to root for the team that beat you. So that then you can say, well, we lost to the champs.
Yeah.
So I think I would root for the Blue Jays in this situation.
See, I'm usually the other way around. I like seeing the team that beat us then get embarrassed in the next round because I just want them to feel the pain that they put us through.
I understand that.
But I'm kind of rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays in this because as much as like I wanted to see the Mariners spank them, I didn't really hate the team.
No, not at all.
All right, well, one player is going to get a ring no matter which team wins, which I think is just one of the funnier stories. Former Blue Jays pitcher Jose Urena is in a win-win spot because no matter who wins the World Series, he played for both teams this year, apparently. He's a journeyman pitcher. He pitched a couple of innings for both the Jays and the Dodgers this year. And because of that, he is eligible for a championship ring.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yes! I mean, it's weird because it's like, hey, look, I got a championship ring. And people are like, I didn't even know you were on the team. He's like, me either. I pitched a couple of innings. I got a ring. Now, as far as who's going to win the series, of course, we don't know until the series is done. But according to a lot of betting sites, they believe that the Los Angeles Dodgers should have no problem beating the Toronto Blue Jays.
Back into the conversation of the Halloween spirit. Some folks in Auburn had their spirit absolutely crushed. Several neighborhoods woke up to their inflatables being slashed, their pumpkins were smashed, and then they saw a group of kids in a white SUV. So people are now checking ring footage, and neighbors are trying to make sure that these kids get brought to justice.
Are we surprised that it's kids?
No.
I mean, as much as I want to, like, I'm like, these little bastards. But then I think about when we were idiots, we were egging houses.
All sorts of dumb stuff. Toilet papering.
Right. I mean, Halloween just brought out the idiots in all of us. Did you ever do the shaving cream wars?
Of course.
All that stuff. I mean, it was so bad. Like, you would go into a store, if you were, like, under the age of 40, they wouldn't even sell you shaving cream or eggs.
They're like, get out of here, like, you punks.
We're on to you guys. But don't slash the inflatables. Those things ain't cheap.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Kraken back on the ice today. They're in Winnipeg taking on the Winnipeg Jets at 5 p.m. So hopefully we get a W from that game. As far as weather, we're in the high of 62 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you missed it yesterday, we chatted with a Rockaholic Seahawks fan by the name of Alicia. She texted us because she was in a predicament. She won some Seahawks tickets and is torn whether she would take her dad to this matchup or her husband.
Right.
And so she wanted our help to try to help decide who the right choice would be.
And we tried saying us, but apparently that wasn't the right answer.
So instead, Alicia, she's on with us this morning, and you agreed to get your dad and your husband to call in so we could have a little fun with you guys. Is everyone there?
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Okay, the first person that said hello, is that the dad?
Father of the year here, yes.
And your name is?
My name is Clay.
All right, Clay.
And then husband?
Yes, this is him. Lucas.
Lucas. Okay, we got Lucas and Clay here with us. So I guess what we were hoping is maybe you can kind of pitch your reason for why you should go to the game with Alicia, and then maybe us or the Rockaholics can chime in and figure out whether or not we think who's more deserving. Dad, why do you want to go?
Well, daughter, apple of my eye, I believe after all of these years of anguish and loving you, you know, sneaking back home when you said you weren't out partying, or remember when you said, oh, I'm not over at so-and-so's house, and it turns out the cops got called and I had to come pick you up, or when I asked you not to, you know, borrow the car when your mother and I were on vacation and somehow you got into a fender bender. Well, darling, all that will be wiped under the rug. If we just go to this game, I think it would be fun daddy-daughter day, huh?
All will be forgiven?
It was already forgiven, but I love you, honey. But I just think we're only going to get so many of these opportunities, and I'd really like
Clay coming in strong.
My heart.
Alicia, how are you feeling after that?
I mean, he had me until he said anguish about, like, raising me. And then that last part was, like, laying it on so thick. Dad,
Oh, so that might have backfired. I'm thinking that's going to be a shoo-in now.
I mean, I'm like, what's my hubby's approach? My dad was guilting pretty heavy. What's my husband's pitch?
Yeah, Lucas, what's your pitch?
I got a few things to say. Number one, anguish is not a word I'd ever use in our relationship.
Love this.
You can do no wrong, and that's why I think you should take me to the game. You want to have fun, not worry about, you know, no offense, Clay, but you don't want an old man next to you who's all cold. Come on. Plus, you know, you saw me cry last time when they won the Super Bowl, and you'd want to make me cry again.
Oh, nobody likes a crying husband. Clay, how do you feel about your son-in-law over here saying that you're an old man?
Oh, no harm, no foul. I just have a wrap this call up. I have a meeting with my lawyer to update my will.
I do like this text for you, Alicia. It says, easy, pick whichever one annoys you less during Seahawks games.
I'm just having a wonderful time.
All right, based on, okay, Taryn.
Yeah?
You heard both of their, they played both their case. Who would you go with?
Honestly, when Clay said the thing about we only have so many opportunities to do this or whatever he said, that one got me pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think about my own father being in his, you know, 70s now. Like, I don't know. I'm leaning toward dad right now.
Luke is probably a good point. He's not getting any younger. He's probably going up and down those stairs. I mean, it's going to slow you down. So Texter brought up a good thing. He said, hey, how about you guys put both of them to the test and see who's a bigger Seahawks fan? And then whoever wins the challenge gets to go.
Would you guys be game for that?
Honey, well, what do you think? Whatever my daughter wants at this point.
What do you think, Alicia? How about we do that? Like, we'll whip up some Seahawks trivia questions. We'll have your husband and your dad go head-to-head, and whoever gets the most right gets to go to the game.
Yeah, as much as I'd love to hear some more butt-kissing of me, I think we should move to trivia.
Or we could do what one text says, whoever does more chores this week for you earns the tickets. I mean, either one.
Let's do both.
I love it. Okay, guys, then we'll take a quick break and we'll get you on some Seahawks trivia.
Okay.
Awesome. Get on Wikipedia quick.
Time to study. If you are just tuning in, we are about to get into a very wild game of Seahawks trivia between Alicia's father and Alicia's husband. Seahawks tickets are on the line, and yes, one of them is going to end up going to the game on November 9th with Alicia.
We whipped up some Seahawks trivia questions while we played the song, and we figured, well, you know what? We'll do a best of seven series. Whoever gets four right wins the tickets. So I figured the best way we could do this is we'll ask a question. You both get the answer on that question. We don't have ringers or buzzers or anything like that. So I figure Clay just yell dad so we know it's dad chiming in, and Lucas just yell husband or hubby. And if you get it wrong, the other person can steal the question. Does that sound good?
Agreed.
Okay, let's start off with our first question. What year did the Seattle Seahawks join the NFL as an expansion team?
Dad, 1976.
Nailed it.
That's wrong.
All right, dad's in the lead. 1-0. Who was the Seahawks' first head coach?
Dad. Knox. Chuck Knox. Chuck Knox.
Ooh.
Wrong.
Husband.
Okay.
Jack Patera.
Oh, son of a...
Yes!
Dad, getting a little too quick with that trigger finger. All right, the series is tied 1-1. For us wrestling nerds, did you know that Jack Patera's brother, Ken Patera, was once a wrestler in the WWF?
Oh, my God.
No, I did not know that, Steve.
Well, now you do. All right, next question. Series is tied at one game apiece. Which Hall of Fame wide receiver was acquired in a trade before Seattle ever played a regular season game?
Dad, Steven, Michael, Yoda, Largent.
You're up 2-1. I don't know what's happening either. Next question. What is the nickname for the Seattle Seahawks' famous defensive secondary during those dominant years of 2011 to 2015?
Your husband.
Legion of Boom.
That's very, very true. All right. So now the series is tied at two games apiece. What number is retired by the Seahawks for their fans, a.k.a. the 12th man?
Dad, 12. Come on, 12.
That was an easy one. Yeah. Okay, next question. All right, Dad is up 3-2. Dad, if you get this one right, you move on to the Seahawks game. What is the final score for the Super Bowl that the Seahawks won against the Broncos?
Husband.
Okay.
It was 40-8, right?
Wrong.
Ooh, close but wrong. Dad, can you steal it for the win?
Drum roll, please. The Lombardi Trophy was hoisted after a score of 43-8.
You are correct, Dad. Congratulations. You won the ticket from your daughter.
I'm a little speechless right now. I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, honey. Thank you for letting me go to the game with you.
Not only game, but you get to go on the field.
Thank you for supporting me.
Yeah, congrats.
The win for us.
Now, Lucas, how are you feeling?
You know, I've got a proposition for you, Clay and Honey.
Okay.
I'm a bigger fan than your dad, and I really want to go to this game. So what do you say, you know, you and me do trivia, see who goes with your dad?
I'm sorry, I lost you for a second.
Did you really lose us for a second, or you just don't want to answer that question?
No, I literally lost reception
okay,
for a minute.
So,
What happened? What I missed?
Well, your dad's going with you to the game.
Daddy!
Well, here's the thing.
Snacks and drinks on me.
Your husband, Lucas, just proposed he feels that he's a bigger Seahawks fan than you are and wants to challenge you to see who should go with your dad now.
a two-way street, honey.
Yes. I hope this is worth it for you.
So are you in, Alicia?
Oh, I'm in. This person is underestimating me.
Ooh. Well, if you're anything like your dad, I feel like you're going to crush him.
You said it.
All right, so what do you think tomorrow at 6:20, can we get all of you guys back on to see now what if you get to actually go to the game that you won the tickets to?
Oh, I don't think I need to, but maybe I will.
All right.
Lucas, by the way, also, your wife sounds awesome, by the way. She just seems like she's up for a good time anytime.
I love her.
Aww. All right, well, tomorrow at this time, we'll play a little trivia game between Lucas and Alicia.
The Daily Mix Show.
Well, speaking of trivia, do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? This man's record is 333 wins, yes. 110 losses, ooh, and 98 ties so far in 2025. You can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you believe that you could beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.